Hi, I'm Laura Patterson, president of Vision Edge Marketing. Welcome to What's Your Edge, a series of Vision Edge Marketing podcasts dedicated to helping you use data, analytics, process, and measurement to create an edge for you and your customers. Our focus and passion are to help our customers develop and execute a strategy that will accelerate growth. Are you feeling like me, wondering what's next at the start of each business day? Trying to be agile and grow in an environment that feels ever more unpredictable? We have entered a pronounced era of uncertainty, claims colleague Tony Zambito, a leading authority on buyer insights. Today's business leaders who want to grow their market share, customer value, global footprint, and competitive advantage need to have a strategy and plan for how to tackle and prepare for a world with more hard-to-predict events. Growing your business in the sea of uncertainty is the focus of this episode of What's Your Edge? Uncertainty has always been an element of business. Business leaders recognize that they must navigate tidal waves. Tidal waves are created by the gravitational forces of the sun and moon. They cause changes in the level of water bodies and can be predicted far in advance and with a high degree of accuracy. When preparing for tidal waves, using past events and historical data enables meteorologists to make relatively accurate predictions about the future. In rocky waters, it's even more important for businesses to up their investment in six areas: voice of customer research, frequent conversations with customers, competitive and other ecosystem intelligence, guidance from customer advisory boards, data mined and analyzed from internal systems such as your ERP, your CRM, and other analytical tools to surface insights, and industry and market reports from analysts. These investments serve as primary inputs to anticipate the future. They are the principal ingredients for analytics to support what is known as statistical predictions. Business leaders combine this information with their experience and intuition to make smarter decisions and investments with greater confidence. What happens when there isn't enough historical quality data? Uncertainty increases. I imagine you, like every business we work with, is trying to maneuver better than your competitors in the current sea of uncertainty. Lack of predictability makes running a business hard. It is even harder when there is one tsunami wave after another. Tsunamis are difficult to predict. They are triggered by large earthquakes that occur near or under the ocean, volcanic eruptions, and underwater or onshore landslides. Tsunamis move through the entire depth of the ocean, from the surface to the floor, causing rapid changes in water level and unpredictable, dangerous currents. Sounds pretty much like our current business environment. Yes, we've experienced a series of tsunamis based on unexpected, but nonetheless extremely disruptive events, such as a global pandemic, supply chain issues, people challenges like team shortages and immature skill levels, raging inflation, and a regional war that threatens to expand in scope. These tsunamis have created a rapidly changing business environment. They're altering the market landscape and contributing to the current level of unpredictability. What do you do if you're in a boat under the threat of a tsunami? Don't head for a port or shore. Rather, head out to deep water. At sea, with deep water under the keel, you are safe because the additional volume of water created by the tsunami is spread out within that depth. Businesses need to heed this advice. Rather than running for port, if you want to grow and thrive in our current environment, head out into deeper waters. The motto of the day: always be prepared for rogue waves. What encompasses preparation? Here are five maneuvers to help navigate the sea of uncertainty. First, strategy. Hunkering down only works in the short term. The long term requires sustainable growth. Consider implementing iterative decision-making sessions structured around three imperatives: discover, design, and execute. Use scenario analysis or outlook planning to consider all the potential options and create contingency plans for each. Step back and review your market landscape, especially your ecosystem map. It may have altered significantly. This will have ripple effects in several areas, such as your competitive environment and partner and other key relationships, the type of talent you hire in the terms of the domain expertise and experience, and your processes. Speaking of supply chain, there has been movement for companies to respond to the increase in supply chain complexity with a plan for simplification. As a result, many organizations reduce their number of suppliers, partners, and staffing levels. That comes with risk. Check in with suppliers to understand the impact of uncertainty on their business. Should your suppliers face disruptions, such as loss of offshore talent or an agency that could not weather the storm, your organization may be left high and dry. Use your contingency plans to identify where to expand the potential list of approved suppliers to support all of your options. Keep in mind the need for quality data during times of uncertainty. Check to make sure your data supply chain is fully operational. It may be necessary to actively seek expert advice that can contribute to better decisions by filling gaps in existing management knowledge. Third, all hands on deck. Crises may galvanize your organization in its initial phase, but once the adrenaline fades, continuing uncertainty becomes exhausting, taking a toll on your team's mental and physical health. The stress of uncertainty, especially when prolonged, is among the most insidious stressors we experience as human beings, says A.F. O'Donovan, an associate professor of psychiatry at the UCSF Weill Institute for Neurosciences. This stress ultimately impacts organizational effectiveness, from a decline in responsiveness to customers and suppliers to a deterioration in the overall quality of work. We learned a lot during the pandemic on the importance of meditating, exercising, sleeping well, and nurturing social connections to manage stress and anxiety. Leaders need to model the way, allow for flexibility, employ the sprint huddle process to communicate with your internal and external teams. 4, run experiments. Tsunamis impact your customers as much as they impact you. The value of a regular cadence of conversations with customers and the customer advisory boards in a hard to predict world is priceless. Being able to rapidly test, iterate, and quickly bounce ideas off your customer advisory boards increases your ability to support constantly changing customer needs and market conditions. And lastly, operational excellence. In times of great uncertainty, keeping and growing the value of customers needs to be top of mind. This takes a customer-centric perspective that is putting your customers at the center of all your decisions and how you run your business. This means your processes must support customer centricity and agility. If you haven't already done so, audit and map your processes to see where modifications might positively impact how you engage with customers. Define the high-level approach that will guide how you will operate when the environment is less predictable. Knowing what to do is the easier part. Bringing best practices to your organization's growth initiatives across all its functions with all these many moving parts and processes and implementing the changes and making them stick, that's the hard part. We have helped many of our customers grow, even during stormy weather. Contact us so we can help you too. Hope you found this episode of What's Your Edge helpful. What's Your Edge is the creation of Vision Edge Marketing. Vision Edge Marketing, founded in 1999, helps our customers solve the most difficult problems when it comes to using data, analytics, process, and measurement to accelerate growth, create customer value, and improve performance. We always welcome hearing from you.